Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Shortly after 4 o'clock this morning, I spoke to President Zelensky of Ukraine to offer the continued support of the UK.
Our children draw swooping rockets, not shooting stars. Over 400 children have been injured and 153 children died.
The idea that concerns me a great deal, that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Breaking news, and the World Health Organization has just released a report estimating that 15 million deaths occurred globally due to the pandemic, around triple the current estimates.
Vive la République! Et vive la France!
This is now a global North greenwash festival, a two-week-long celebration of business as usual and blah, blah, blah.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the series finale of Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, we're breaking down all of the key events in the world from the past 3 months.
Мною принято решение о проведении специальной военной операции. Ее цель – защита людей, которые на протяжении 8 лет подвергаются издевательствам, геноциду со стороны киевского режима. И для этого мы будем стремиться к демилитаризации и денацификации Украины, а также преданию суду тех, кто совершил многочисленные кровавые преступления против мирных жителей, в том числе и граждан Российской Федерации.
One of the biggest events of the year so far has been around the Russian-Ukraine conflict. Since Russia launched a full-scale military invasion into Ukraine on February the 24th, 2022, fighting has caused nearly 3,000 civilian deaths and internally displaced more than 7 million people, according to the United Nations. The conflict has forced another 5 million Ukrainians to flee to neighboring countries, the majority of whom have arrived in Poland, a NATO country where the United States and other allies are helping to accommodate the influx of refugees. The Russian leader's initial aim was to overrun Ukraine and depose its government, ending for good its desire to join the Western Defensive Alliance, NATO. After a month of failures, he abandoned his bid to capture the capital Kyiv and turned his ambitions to Ukraine's east and south. The current conflict has severely strained US-Russia relations and increased the risk of a wider European conflict. Tensions are likely to increase between Russia and neighbouring NATO member countries that would likely involve the United States due to alliance security commitments. Additionally, the conflict in Ukraine will have broader ramifications for future cooperation on critical issues like arms control, cybersecurity, nuclear non-proliferation, energy security, counter-terrorism, and political situations in Syria, Libya, and elsewhere. And next. On June 24, 2022, the US Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, a landmark 1973 Supreme Court decision that affirmed the constitutional right to abortion. Over decades, research has demonstrated that abortion bans most severely impact people in marginalized groups who already struggle to access healthcare, including abortion. The draft opinion is a full-throated, unflinching repudiation of the 1973 decision, which guaranteed federal constitutional protections of abortion rights, and a subsequent 1992 decision, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, that largely maintained the right. But Mr. Alito, an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States and the author of the opinion that overturned the landmark Roe v. Wade case, wrote, "Roe was egregiously wrong from the start." So far, 13 states had passed trigger laws that come into effect upon Roe v. Wade being overturned. Others have left old laws on the books that banned abortion prior to 1973. They would now go back into force. Undoubtedly, this will have significant consequences for women's rights, education, and health, soaring global outrage with many figureheads from across the world speaking up about it. However, this week, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito poked fun at the criticism that multiple foreign leaders gave of the court's June decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Alito spoke at the Notre Dame Law School's Religious Liberty Summit in Rome last week, pointing to a narrowing of religious speech in the judicial decisions of other countries.
I had a few second thoughts over the last few weeks since I had the honor this term of writing, I think, the only Supreme Court decision in the history of that institution that has been lambasted by a whole string of foreign leaders who felt perfectly fine commenting on American law.
We'll be back with a third story from the world this week after this short break. Every day, we read or hear news reports of anger, distrust, and division. America is deeply polarized. On Let's Find Common Ground, listen to the opposite. Remarkable, innovative people who are working to bridge differences and reach an understanding with those who see the world differently than they do. You'll hear from politicians, scholars, activists, journalists, and everyday people. They share their personal stories about finding common ground on race, the environment, criminal justice reform, and many other controversial topics. New podcast episodes are released every 2 weeks. Join hosts Richard Davies and Ashley Milne-Tite for Let's Find Common Ground. Find every episode on commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. That's commongroundcommittee.org/podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good afternoon. Thank you. It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister. And I've agreed with Sir Graham Brady, the chairman of our backbench MPs, that the process of choosing that new leader should begin now.
This year has seen some big changes to foreign leadership across the world. Two significant events to have happened recently involves the death of Japan's former Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, and also the resignation of former UK Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. The death of Japan's former Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, sent shockwaves through Japan after he was shot at a political campaign event. Abe was shot at twice while he was giving a speech on a street in the city of Nara. The suspected shooter told officers he had a grudge against a specific group he believed Abe was connected to, police said, adding that they were investigating why the former PM was targeted out of other people related to the group.
Oh,
In the UK, there also came political instability after Prime Minister Boris Johnson resigned in June this year. After weathering numerous storms that would have sunk others, Boris Johnson's time as Prime Minister came to a noble end, mired in scandal and having lost the support of nearly all his MPs. The resignation didn't come out of nowhere. Johnson was already losing support from his party, narrowly surviving a confidence vote in early June. Just 2 weeks later, things were looking even grimmer, after losing two by-elections in supposedly safe seats. Now the battle between Conservative leaders has begun. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week, and that's the final episode of Where We Are For Now. Be sure to subscribe today to find out more about when we return. Stay safe.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.